Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to say, you know, thank you so much for this markup and the work that your team has done incredibly in putting all of this together. And taken together, I think this is one of the biggest measures we've had before us to ensure that America continues to lead in the manufacturing sector, particularly with clean energy. I was proud to support the first $7,500 federal EV incentive with Senator Hatch. We did that in 2007, maybe even in this room, I don't know. But when we did the 30D credit, it became law in 2008. There were no electric vehicles in the market. So Tesla only had a prototype. GM Chevy Volt was still a blueprint. So fast forward to today, and we have a tax incentive that has helped to develop lots of different models and hundreds of electric vehicle models in the future. So very excited to continue to look at this investment, and I'm sure we'll end up talking about the F-150 and trucks for the future. But today, I wanted to point out a couple of things in the underlying legislation that I think continues to help us and to move forward. We need to tackle other areas of our transportation infrastructure that will help us be competitive and to tackle climate issues. Many of the issues that I think we'll hear about today, people are going to claim that these are costly investments, but I would say that they return to the taxpayer a very strong economy, very strong innovation, and certainly high-wage jobs. So they are worth the investments. There are many provisions I support, but I would like to highlight two. The first, I would like to thank the chair for including my proposal to establish a landmark 30% credit for electrified vehicles beyond passenger cars. This is an opportunity for us to look at everything from buses to trucks to the maritime community with boats, even planes, and other industrial equipment like electric-powered forklifts, tractors, and port equipment, because our ports, obviously under air attainment challenges, have lots of issues, but if we can help them move forward on transitioning our ports to cleaner sources of energy, that will be helpful. Americans run on freight, but moving goods around the country accounts for 1/6 of U.S. greenhouse emissions. But these heavier vehicles are particularly difficult to decarbonize, so I believe time-limited incentives are needed to warranted to help scale and commercialize these promising technologies. These incentives will not only drive adoption of cleaner vehicles, they will help ensure the cleaner vehicles the world wants to buy are built here in the United States. Electrifying freight, which includes batteries, green hydrogen, renewable natural gas, also could reduce local air pollution, lower transportation costs, facilitate international trade, and provide us with competitive edge. I want to thank Senator Stabenow and Cortez Masto for co-sponsoring the amendment, and we have the support of the Zero Emissions Transportation Association, the Electric Drive Transportation Association, the National Marine Manufacturers Association. That is, can you imagine fishing in an electric boat? It's a little, we've had some stories of people winning fishing derbies just because they had an electric boat, so I like that. The Truck and Engine Manufacturers Association, the Fuel Cell and Hydrogen Energy Association, the Business Council for Sustainable Energy, and lots of other environmental groups like Earth Justice. So the second measure, I'll go quickly, Mr. Chairman, is about when I will call up Cantwell too, is a proposal that would help maintain baseload hydropower facilities and remove obsolete river obstruction. So I thank you again, Mr. Chairman, for the fine job in pulling all this together.
I thank my colleague.